Bem-vindos à primeira lição. Welcome to the Rocket Portuguese Interactive Audio Course. In this course, you will learn not only to understand spoken Portuguese conversations, but to actually take part in them yourself. Make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud. Repeating the words aloud is an essential part of this course. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but from experience, I know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you say them on cue. Every time Paulo tells you a Portuguese word, repeat the word aloud after him. Try to match his pronunciation as closely as you possibly can. He will repeat the word after you so that you can hear the difference. You can then repeat the word again, if you like, before continuing. Now, listen to the very first conversation. You may feel overwhelmed at first by all the new words. Relax. After the conversation, I'll break down each new word. You learn what it means, when to say it, and how to pronounce it. Ready? Oi, Paulo.
Oi, Teresa. Como está?
Bem, e você?
Muito bem.
How do you say hello to someone in Portuguese? Listen to Paulo and repeat after him.
Oi.
Oi is the most common and informal greeting in Brazilian Portuguese. Usually, when two people meet, they ask how each other is. You can ask how someone is in Portuguese by saying,
Como está?
Listen to Paulo and repeat after him.
Como está? Como está?
The word como means how. Listen to Paulo and then repeat after him.
Como?
The word está means are you.
Está.
Listen to this variation of the conversation you just heard. Try to distinguish the sounds of each word. One of the biggest difficulties new speakers of foreign languages have is hearing individual words in full sentences. Portuguese can be spoken at a very rapid pace, so it is essential that you learn how to pick out the important words and phrases from a sentence, even if you don't understand the rest of the sentence. Here's the conversation. Oi, Paulo.
Oi, Teresa.
Como está?
Não, não. Como você está?
The word você means you. It is used informally when addressing friends or peers. Repeat after Paulo.
Você. Como você está?
Note the forceful sound of the word and try to match Paulo's pronunciation.
Você.
Let's say that you just met a friend and you want to know how they are. Can you tell me how you say, hello, how are you in Portuguese? Answer this question aloud. Remember that if you answer in your head, you're not going to develop spoken fluency. The answer is, Oi, como está? Did you get it right? Practice your pronunciation with Paulo.
Oi, como está?
Now you're ready to know how you respond when someone asks you how you are. Listen to the conversation. Oi, Paulo.
Oi, Teresa. Como está?
Bem, obrigada. If someone asks you how you are, your usual response will be, well, thanks. The word bem means well.
Como está?
Bem. Repeat the word after Paulo.
Bem.
Listen to the conversation again.
Como está?
Bem, obrigada. In Portuguese, women say obrigada with an A at the end, whereas men say obrigado with an O at the end.
Obrigado. Obrigada.
So the phrase for well, thanks is bem, obrigado, men, or bem, obrigada, women. Listen to the conversation one last time. Oi, Paulo.
Oi, Teresa. Como está?
Bem, obrigada. Now, try saying the phrase well, thanks yourself. Repeat after Paulo.
Bem, obrigada. Bem, obrigado.
Now it's your turn. Say, hello, how are you in Portuguese? You should have said, oi, como está? Here's Paulo with the correct pronunciation. Repeat after him.
Oi, como está?
Do you remember what you would say in response to this question? If I told you, oi, como está? What would you say? Here's Paulo with the correct answer. Repeat after him.
Bem, obrigada.
If you're a woman?
Bem, obrigado.
If you're a man? When you have a conversation, you don't stop there. You ask the person how they're doing. If someone says, how are you? You may want to say, I'm well, thanks, and you? To ask someone how they are too, you need to learn how to say, and you. Here's the conversation again with the words and you added. Oi, Paulo.
Oi, Teresa. Como está?
Bem, obrigada. E você? The words e você mean and you. Repeat after Paulo.
E você?
The word e means and. You already know the word você. What does it mean? The word você means you. E você means and you. Listen to Paulo again and repeat after him.
E você?
Let's put this phrase into practice. If someone asks you, como está? How do you answer, well, and you? Here's Paulo with the correct answer.
Bem, e você?
How should I respond to the question, and you? I want to say, muito bem. I'm very well. Muito bem means very well in Portuguese. Listen to Paulo and repeat after him.
Muito bem. Muito bem. Muito bem.
You already know the word bem means well. The word muito means very. Repeat after Paulo.
Muito. Muito bem.
Now it's your turn. Say, very well, thank you. You should have said,
muito bem, obrigado.
If you're a man,
muito bem, obrigada.
If you're a woman. If you want to ask, and you, what do you say? Make sure that you're giving me your responses aloud. You should have said,
e você?
You can also respond by saying, estou muito bem. I'm very well. Estou means I am. Listen to Paulo and repeat after him.
Estou muito bem.
Notice the am sound in the word bem.
Estou.
And notice the OU sound on the last syllable.
Estou.
I am. Estou muito bem. I am very well. Repeat once more after Paulo.
Estou muito bem.
Very good. Muito bem. If you want to congratulate someone for a job well done, you can also tell them muito bem.
Muito bem.
Now, tell me again. What do you say if you are very well? You should have answered.
Estou muito bem.
Let's go back a bit. What do you say if you want to tell someone hello? You should have answered.
Oi.
What will you say if you want to ask someone how he or she is? You should have answered.
Como está?
How would you say, and you? You should have answered.
E você?
Muito bem. Good job. Now, listen to the original conversation and focus on understanding each word as you hear it. Oi, Paulo.
Oi, Teresa. Como está?
Bem. E você?
Muito bem.
After all this study, como você está neste momento? I hope you answered, estou muito bem. Did the new words throw you? Hearing familiar words mixed with unfamiliar words is important at this stage in your learning. You need to be able to pick out words and phrases you know, even if you don't know the rest of the sentence. Don't allow unfamiliar words to keep you from understanding the gist of the question, because it's amazing how few words we really need to understand what someone wants to know. Oh, and by the way, neste momento means at this moment. Now, you're ready for a little test. Let's take your new vocabulary one step further and see if you can create new sentences based on the vocabulary you know. From everything that you have learned so far, can you ask, how am I? You should have answered.
Como estou?
Como estou means, how am I? How do you say, you are well? You should have answered.
Você está bem.
How would you say, you are very well? You should have answered.
Você está muito bem.
Muito bem. That was great. You've learned 10 new words in this lesson. Here's a quick review. Repeat after Paulo.
Oi.
Oi means hello.
Como?
Como means how, as in, como está?
Está.
Está means are you or you are.
Estou.
Estou means I am or am I.
Muito.
Muito means very.
Bem.
Bem means well.
E.
E means and, as in, e você?
Você.
Você means you.
Obrigado.
Or.
Obrigada.
Obrigado. Obrigada means thank you. You've come to the end of the first lesson of the Rocket Portuguese Interactive Audio Course. Make sure to practice often, and when you're ready, you can move on to the next lesson on Introductions Expanded. Obrigada pela sua participação. Até a próxima vez!